Well, your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
And good morning to a glowing Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit Thursday morning, November the 7th of 2019, in what is probably the greatest week of my life.
I cannot wait to hear all of the details from your magical time with Jana Kramer.
You can tell by the look on my face and the extra pep in my step, I had a pretty good time.
No, you floated into the room this morning.
I don't think I can do it justice. I wish you and David could have been there.
When you stop me in the morning and go, Kelly, it was better than anything I could have imagined. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, because I was prepared for it not to be as great. I even said that on the way there. Like, well, if this isn't as great of an experience, at least we have that story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're not very nice, or if we get like 30 seconds and that's all we talk to Jana Kramer and Mike Clausen, that's cool. I mean, we got 30 seconds and we got a date night in Nashville.
Right.
But dude, I can't even go into words to describe it.
Well, I'm going to save the text from your wife to me for the whole forever. I'm saving all of the text she sent me that night.
Yeah, because for all the stuff I've heard about Jana Kramer, you're talking about Jana Kramer all the time, blah, blah, blah. Now, Leslie wants to be her best friend.
Correct.
And they're buddies. And that's not cool. I have kind of a problem with the fact that now my wife is friends with my celebrity crush, because that's weird.
It is weird.
And
I love it.
This is the first time ever my wife is awake this early in the morning. She doesn't even know I come to work at this time.
She's talking to Jana Kramer right now.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think she's going to come in because she has some audio from me getting really embarrassed in front of the whole crowd.
Oh, perfect.
So 7:45 this morning, I'll try to give you all the details that I can, but it was a really cool experience.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so the year was 1992, and Wynonna had the number one song in country music. Here we go, it's Wynonna. No one else on earth, number one on this day in 1992.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
My social media is fire right now.
Oh my gosh.
I am social media fire on Instagram and on Twitter. You can find me, Brandon, on KFIN.
And I'm Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
My first concert of my entire life was Michael Jackson.
Do you remember it?
I mean, it was probably like 83 or 84, mm-hmm. So I was like 6 or 7. I remember the situation because we went to Texas Stadium and we didn't have tickets. So we got to listen to the concert from outside.
Now, who's
I'm
we?
No, but legit, it's me and my grandfather and my cousin Dustin. I can't remember if everybody else went or not, but like, I don't know. Pop was a last minute guy,
mm-hmm.
right? So he decides he's going to take us to the concert, and he's like, y'all wait right here. I can still remember this. We were outside of Texas Stadium where all these cars are parked, and he was going to try to find tickets.
Oh, a scalper.
I'm not sure if that's what he was doing or not. Because, I mean, why would he leave us there? If he was just going to the box office to buy tickets, he probably would have taken us all. Right. So he's out there in 83 or 84.
Hustling.
Scalp tickets. He used to carry a wad of cash in his pocket. He owned a used car dealership.
Gosh.
And it was like, and it might have been all ones.
Yeah.
But to us, it looked like he had a million dollars.
Of money,
yeah,
right.
Because it was all folded.
Right.
And that was kind of my vision. Anytime you would need something, Pop would pull out the big wad of cash and go, psh, psh, psh,
yeah.
Psh, psh. Anyway, so Michael Jackson was my first concert. I just read a deal that was talking about when he first did the moonwalk. So he did the moonwalk for the first time in 1983. It was a Motown special, and the song he was dancing to was Billie Jean. So he's doing all these crazy dance moves. Then here comes the moonwalk. First time ever. Nobody had ever seen it. It's 1983, the Motown special. Michael Jackson does the moonwalk.
Yep.
It's iconic. Mm-hmm. Legit, in pop culture, it's an iconic moment of him doing that. And now the they're talking about the glittery socks that he had.
Yeah.
Because if you remember, he wore his pants kind of like David, way too short.
And the socks were pulled up kind of like almost to his shin. Yeah. Like, yep.
But they were kind of scrunchy too, right, and you can see all the glittery, one glove and all that kind of stuff. Well, they're saying that his manager has had those socks the entire time, since the first time that Michael Jackson ever did the moonwalk, and he's about to sell them. And they're saying it's going to hit an auction, and it's actually going to be out there, and they're thinking it could fetch as high as $2 million.
Maybe if you send in your video of yourself doing the moonwalk, that they will give them to you.
I have some holy socks I could do that with, and I mean, they have holes in them. Oh. I just remember, like, I can remember wanting to have those socks.
Yeah.
And I wanted to have the Michael Jackson jacket.
The glove, too.
Yeah, you wanted all that
stuff.
Glove
was a big deal.
The fedora, all the different stuff that Michael Jackson would have had. And we went to the store, and I can't remember exactly how it worked out, but I ended up with the black jacket
that had the zippers. Instead of the red jacket with the zippers?
Guess which one I wanted?
The red one.
Yeah, I wanted the red one.
Of course.
Guess who got it?
Brother?
No, not my brother, no. That'd have been the end of the family.
Say.
We'd have imploded. My cousin, Dustin.
Dustin.
Had the red jacket. I've never forgiven Dustin for that. Me and Dustin are never going to talk again.
Why does that sound like a bad word? Dustin.
Dustin. It's Dustin's fault. He had the red jacket. But he and I would get up on the fireplace and we would perform. We'd play the cassette tape of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And we would dance and kick our legs around and we would try to moonwalk, which was really just us kind of backing up.
You have a lot of old video of yourself. Would you happen to have this anywhere in your archives?
Oh, we weren't rich enough to have that back in the early to mid 80s.
I gotcha.
I can remember though, like we would do the dances and Michael Jackson had this deal where he had a certain grab he would do. And
I know all of our little brothers, all of the sisters that are listening to me right now, all of our little brothers got in trouble for doing that. Yeah. Yeah.
Because we would do that and my grandmother, Nana Doris.
Why do you have to do that?
That is disgusting. What is wrong with him? He is filthy. I mean, legit, if I were to walk out and do that now, people would think it's crazy. Can you imagine 83?
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
Well, there is a rumor out. There's a rumor going around that Kylie Jenner has a new man. And she is rumored to be getting romantic with Drake.
But wait, doesn't he have beef with Kanye?
Man, there's all kinds of beef going around. Travis Scott is involved, who is actually Kylie's baby's daddy. And Travis Scott's trying to be cool about it, but evidently Kylie and Drake have kind of connected and are kind of buddies right there. And it looks like that could be the blossoming new relationship in the Jenner-Kardashian world.
Gotcha gossip on Taylor Swift. So she posted a really striking pop star picture of herself on Instagram. And the caption read, "Shout out to all the moms whose adult daughters ask them to take a pic in the hotel hallway because they're feeling their outfit. You're the real MVPs." But Taylor's been rocking a lot of pantsuits and jumpers lately, but this is another one of those looks. If you haven't seen it, you got to check it out. We have it up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
And got your gossip on Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. You know, they were in the movie A Star Is Born, the song Shallow. I mean, everybody knows it. And we all thought when we saw them performing, there was this crazy chemistry. Mm-hmm. And like they just had to be dating or wanting to date. We just knew that. And then Bradley Cooper breaks up with Irina Shayk, right? Well, Lady Gaga's come out to say that all of that was merely just a way to promote the movie. That they worked for 5 days before that performance because they wanted everybody to believe in those characters. And they wanted us to all feel that way. They wanted all of us to feel like that relationship was real. They staged it. They walked it out. They made sure they got it perfect for what we saw on TV.
Well, they did.
At least that's Lady Gaga's story today. And of course, every morning here on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
There's a 32-year-old guy named Bryce from Denham Springs, Louisiana, and he was arrested around midnight after he showed up at a bar on an electric shopping cart from Walmart.
Okay.
Well, when the police confronted him, he admitted he'd stolen the shopping cart from Walmart about a half a mile away. Well, why, you ask? Well, he was a little intoxicated, and he was afraid he'd get a DUI if he drove his own car, so he figured it would be a better idea to steal the cart and drive that.
Wow.
Well, it wasn't, and he was charged with unauthorized use of a movable. That crime is a felony, and he now has a maximum sentence of up to $5,000 fine and 2 years in prison.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, speaking of shopping carts, after this whole ordeal, the shopping cart quit its job. job.
It did?
Yeah. It was tired of getting pushed around.
All right, y'all.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
My name's Brandon. Her name's Kelly. I'm back from Nashville. I had an awesome time, and Jana Kramer is better than I could have ever dreamed.
You're still smiling.
Well, because after, like, I was ready to maybe think, okay, it's time to move on.
That sounds so dumb.
I told her, and you can get confirmation because my wife's going to come in to give her perspective on how awkward I was, 7:45 this morning. I told Jana, because she had told me she listened to the podcast, I told her that if we had a bad experience, I was prepared to break up with her.
Oh. And what did she say?
She just...
A lot of pressure on her.
But imagine, I mean, you have to, let me give you that teaser.
I told you it was going
to
be awesome.
I must have felt pretty good to say that in front of her 6'5" husband. Mm. And if you've seen the photos that are up on social media, there's one of us as a group. Before I posed us, we were all just kind of taking a picture together.
And you're beside him and it bothered you.
100%. Because he's tall and he's bigger than me. But he ain't as big as it looks. And I look like...
He looks pretty big.
But he was a step or two in front of me too. I look like...
You look tiny.
Yeah. I look like I'm smaller than the girls. Legitimately. Look at all the picture frames.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was doing. If you haven't seen the photos, though, I think it's my most liked stuff on Instagram.
It probably,
ever. Mm-hmm. Brandon on KFIN on Instagram. Brandon on KFIN on Twitter. And also Facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio.
And I don't have a picture with Jana Kramer yet, but hopefully one day I will.
Yeah, we're going to work on that.
Okay.
So, anyway. Hey, today is November the 7th, which means today is National Men Make Dinner Day.
Oh, there's a day for that?
Yeah. I call it every day. Today's just Thursday for me. I make dinner pretty much every night.
Wow.
I'm the chef.
That's amazing.
Chef Brockett.
Hmm.
You know where that's from?
No.
Mr. Rogers. So Men Make Dinner Day, right?
Yes.
Your husband, like you, you know I cook. I'm kind of like the cook, and it could be lasagna, it could be clam spaghetti, it could be anything. You're looking at the clock.
I'm seeing if he's in the car.
Why are you doing that? Because I want you to be honest.
Well, you know what? He can grill.
Yes.
He can.
He can?
Grill. Yeah, sometimes we grill.
But you kind of said it like he can, like he doesn't.
Well, I don't know.
Like he could.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it happens a lot, so.
It's the inflection that tells the story. He can. I mean, he could.
I mean, Chef Boyardee ravioli's good.
Does he have you open the can? Kelly, can you crank the can opener for me?
Do you have any Kraft mac and cheese?
Is that what he'd make? Legit. If he was going to make a meal, if he was going to make a meal inside the house.
He'd probably make Kraft mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, and be happy.
That's not a meal. That's just carbs. Those are
sides. No, I know. It's his meal.
And how does he stay in shape?
No, he's a healthy eater. But if he was just going to make something, that's probably what it would be.
What else does he cook?
He grills stuff.
You don't have anything that he makes in the house.
But because he doesn't. Love you, babe.
You can't tell me one food he makes in the house.
I'm trying to think.
Does he ever, I know you guys eat tacos a lot. Does he ever make the tacos?
No.
He doesn't even make spaghetti.
No.
All you do is brown the meat and put some sauce in there.
You're the one that keeps going on. It's not me.
And he's a martial artist. That's dumb of me.
Yes.
But let me just say this. Today, Joey, my advice to you is surprise the family. It is National Men Make Dinner Day.
And does that mean you can go by and buy it?
I mean, you can't make, you're not making it if you buy it.
I can see him saying, I made it. Here it is in the bag.
I made it to the store, made it back home.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Rain and cooler temperatures, man. The temperature's going to fall throughout the day, so welcome to Thursday. Yay.
Yay.
Excited about that. Hey, my wife's going to be here around 7:45 this morning. She will not let me talk about Jana Kramer by myself.
Good. Because I love it when she's here.
Yeah, she's fiery, and sometimes she tries to make me look stupid.
Which is why I love it when she comes in.
So, thank you. That's so mean. But we had this really amazing experience in Nashville. You can see the pictures, but you don't know how great it was until I tell you all about it. 7:45 this morning, talking Jana Kramer. Pretty neat stuff. Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthday sport today, Thursday, November the 7th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Mandy Duclos.
Happy birthday.
Of Jonesboro, who celebrates a birthday today. Happy birthday, Mandy.
Happy birthday.
Eric Owen of Jonesboro. You. We have Jimmy Montgomery from Paragould celebrating.
Happy birthday.
We've seen him pretty much every time we've been at Harrisburg.
Yeah.
So happy birthday. Terry Sue Smith of Jonesboro celebrates. Lisa George from Harrisburg. Holly Cockrell.
Happy birthday.
Of Jonesboro. Hey, speaking of the Cockrells, guess where we are tomorrow morning?
Valley View High School.
It's your K-Fine High School tailgate tour tomorrow morning live at Valley View. Kinsley Newsom from Gosnell Elementary turning 8 years old that says, we love you, Mom, Dad, and your brother. John Weston Folsom is 12 and goes to Brooklyn Middle School. Debbie Cobb of Jonesboro turned 61. Avery Cox of Cross County Elementary, a sixth grade student. Happy birthday, Avery. We have Maddie Birdno of Monette, 24. Love, Mom. Luke Kirk from Manila is 14. Happy birthday from Aunt Heather. Jake Roundtree is turning 8 from Manila. Happy birthday from Aunt Kim. Gabe Williams of Lepanto turns 10 years old today. Aubrey McKenna-Baker from Manila turns 24. I'm thinking I might need to move to Manila today.
Yeah.
A lot of Manila birthdays. And a happy anniversary goes out to William and Gail Davis. They're from Piggott. They're celebrating 50 years.
Aww.
Which is really sweet. So William and Gail Davis, if you know them, tell them happy anniversary today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Lord is 23 today.
Lord had that one pop hit that was actually a really big song. Happy birthday to Lord, who celebrates 23 years old today.
Bethany Moda is 24. She's a YouTube fashion expert.
Yeah, and she was on Dancing with the Stars, too, in one of the most recent seasons.
Elsa Hosk is 31. She's a supermodel and Victoria's Secret angel.
Yep.
Adam Devine is 36. That's Andy Bailey on Modern Family and Bumper Allen in the Pitch Perfect movies. And David Guetta. I knew I was going to say that wrong. It's 52 today.
You know David Guetta from these songs.
I do, yeah.
I remember that one. He also did a song with Usher. See if you remember this one. So David Guetta is kind of like, you know, EDM music. That's Usher's voice right there. David Guetta, 52 years old today.
And Christopher Knight is 62 today. That's Peter Brady on the Brady Bunch.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
Who was your favorite Brady?
All of them had hair of gold.
I would say Marcia was my favorite. Marcia. I bet your favorite was Peter.
Probably Greg.
Of a man named Brady. Was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Christopher Knight, Peter Brady, 62.
Hey,
can we do a different Brady Bunch thing?
Yeah.
Because I loved it when the Brady Bunch would go on TV shows and sing.
Like when they formed their group?
Yeah. Was it the Silver Platters? Because they were trying to get a silver platter for their parents' anniversary.
Yeah.
They did a bunch of different songs on the show.
Keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on dancing all through the night.
You remember it, don't you?
We're gonna keep on, keep on.
Like that was a pretty big one, but my favorite one, my favorite Brady song ever is this one.
This is a great one.
I wonder if I know the words to it.
I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name.
I hear you now, I just can't stay inside all day. I gotta get out, give me some of those rays.
Everybody's smiling,
sunshine day.
Everybody's laughing,
sunshine day.
Everybody seems so happy today.
It's a sunshine day.
I think I'll go for a walk.
Cindy,
somebody knows me by name.
He's a calling me. I gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get away.
Songs it or one of those shows that Kai just doesn't get.
Yeah,
it looks too old for him to watch. He's like, that show's too old. I'm like, Kai, it's a great show.
Right.
But anyway.
So happy birthday, Christopher Knight.
Christopher Knight, Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch, 62 years old today. Happy birthday.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just give you a heads up. If you haven't heard, I got to go meet Jana Kramer. We've talked about her forever, and it was great, right? And I'll tell you all about the experience. I wanted to tell my side of the story, but Kelly and my wife have conspired, mm-hmm. and now my wife is here.
And it's wonderful.
Yeah, because what she is going to explain is how I'm no fun at concerts, I'm awkward, I'm embarrassing, I was about to pass out. She has all these stories, yeah. which might be halfway
all the
through.
Truth. All the truth.
But this is my show, and I should be able to say how I want to say it.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll let you do that, and then she'll tell the truth after you tell your side.
That's not fair. That is not fair at all. So... Leslie's going to be on, I guess, around 7:45-ish. Are you nervous?
No.
She never gets nervous.
I love it. Because she's the truth teller.
No, she's not.
Back in school, people called her the truth teller.
Yeah, that's exactly incorrect. So we'll talk all about that experience. If you haven't seen the photos, they're up on my Instagram, on Twitter as well, Brandon on KFIN. I am not as short as it looks in one of those pictures. I just want you to know that I'm at least... 5'9".
He's never going to get over that.
No. Anyway, we'll do all that around 7:45 this morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So recently, Miranda Lambert was being interviewed, and she got choked up when she started talking about Carrie Underwood. Now, they started together. Back in 2005, they kind of had music that came out together, so they've been in this for about 15 years together. But she was talking about the big award of Entertainer of the Year, and Miranda says that Carrie basically defines Entertainer of the Year, and she starts listing things that Carrie does, like her massive tour, having and taking care of two kids on tour, Sunday Night Football, her clothing brand. And Miranda says she never misses a note ever. She's like, my Entertainer of the Year. People need to pay attention to who she is.
That's awesome.
And she says it's not just the voice, it's all the things that goes along with it. Now, the people up for Entertainer of the Year, Keith Urban,
gotcha.
Garth Brooks, Eric Church, Chris Stapleton, and Carrie Underwood.
Wow.
So she's the only female, but never know.
No. I mean, I can see her winning.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Keith Urban, he's had a great year too, though.
All of them have.
Keith Urban keeps on cranking out stuff. So, hey, Dustin Lynch has given us info on a new album and a new tour. It's the Stay Country Tour 2020. Looking through the dates, it looks like probably the closest might be Kansas City. But if you're a fan, worth the drive. And his album, Tullahoma, comes out on January 17th. If I were going to write an album... I would probably call it Tullahoma as well.
Tullahoma. I like it.
I don't know. You can find out, you can see the Dustin Lynch post and find out those tour dates if you go to the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Well, Chris Stapleton is a lot of things, but now he is a Lego figure. He has a video out to go with his song, Second One to Know, and it's a look of what maybe one of his concerts would be if everybody was a Lego figure.
Yeah.
But here's what the song sounds like.
Don't put my love on your back burner. Never let anything that hot get cold. If you ever change your mind,
it's
won't leave
too.
My love behind. Just let me be a second one to know.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and there's also a cameo from Chris Pratt, who is a major Stapleton fan.
Yeah.
It's really cute. Your kids will like it, too. We have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
It's Jana Kramer. I got the boy.
Hang on. Before anything starts, I need everyone to know that Brandon and Leslie are in here, and they are married. And as this song is playing, they are sitting here making goo-goo eyes to each other. Like, this is their song of a lifetime, and y'all are, like, blowing kisses back and forth.
Oh, stop. That's
Leslie's
not true.
Leslie's smiling. You haven't quit smiling
since
you come in today.
It's been a good week.
I guess so.
It's probably the greatest week of my life.
Wow. What about your
Marry
wife?
Me, maybe?
Maybe your kid?
Right.
Okay, it's up there.
Okay. Let's just say top five.
Three.
Okay, so let's go ahead and we'll do a little bit of backstory setting. And I do want to say my social media has been fired the last couple days. People are responding because you followed the journey. 6 years of me talking about Jana Kramer.
Yes.
And playing the music and tweeting and Instagramming and Facebooking and all the different stuff that I've done. And we finally had the chance to go. Had the chance to go meet Jana Kramer and her husband, Mike Cawson. And we talked about it last week, and I was a little bit nervous about it. I was nervous on the way there, on the way to pull up to the building. We're almost at the City Winery in Nashville. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Can I talk about the video that your wife sent me before y'all went in?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So we're sending stuff back and forth to each other because I'm dying. I'm like, what is happening? When is it about to happen? So she sends me a video.
Now, Kelly basically wants a live stream.
She gave me one. And it's basically a video of you driving, looking around, and she was like, "We're 100 feet from Jana Kramer. How do you feel?" And Brandon looks at the phone. He's like, "I think I'm going to pass out."
Because I got nervous about halfway to Nashville. Because like everything else, I'm running late, and we left 2 hours after I wanted to leave. Because I wanted to get there early, get the hotel. We didn't have time for that. We went straight to the venue. We pull up and walk into the venue at 5:58, 2 minutes before we were supposed to be there.
Doors opened at 6.
Yeah. Sounds like Brandon.
And they were like, "Hey, get there. Doors up. We're going to give you all the information." But we got there. And I start to get a little bit nervous. And I put in a piece of gum. And then...
Because you thought that would help you not clear your throat a million times?
I thought so, but it made it worse. Then it started tickling my throat. And I'm going...
And was he chewing like a crazy person? Like
smacking.
Yes. No, I was not.
And he never
does that.
That's
not true.
You don't
if anything,
smack.
He gets onto me. For doing that.
Yeah.
I wasn't smacking.
And he was pale.
I was not pale.
So pale.
I had on so much bronzer and makeup,
Did you
would
eat?
Not believe it.
Had you eaten?
I forgot to eat.
No.
Oh.
We were running late. We barely made it.
I didn't really think about food. Oh. Plus, I wanted to look skinny.
That's the truth.
100%.
I'm not eating today.
Of all times I wanted to look my best, this is my moment. This is my chance.
Your chance at what?
That's what I was wondering.
What do you mean?
Your chance.
Like what? Yeah.
Did you think she was going to leave her husband and be like, "Oh"?
Well, that thought did cross my mind at one point.
Oh, okay.
Did it? Did it?
It would have been a little complicated.
Right. Since he's what? 6'5".
Five.
And he can run after me, too. He'd catch me.
I would say that.
So, again, Jana Kramer, celebrity crush. Nervous. We end up in the deal where we're going backstage. We're talking to a member of her band. We're talking to her manager. And we're within how many feet?
10.
Like, you can hear them talking. You can't see them because of the way they have it kind of blocked off. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's right there. Oh, my gosh, she sounds just like she does on her podcast and interviews and her music. Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And then she tells me I've turned white.
And that makes you even worse.
Because I want to be so cool. In my mind, I want to be Dwayne Johnson walking back there. I want to rock it.
Yes, of
Instead course. Of Brandon Baxter, I didn't walk in like, hey.
Do you remember all the mess you gave me about Brett Eldridge? This doesn't
yeah,
even
compare.
This
doesn't do that even, to her.
This doesn't
ever
even
again.
Compare.
Mm-mm.
This
Mm-mm.
is nothing compared to you.
I think I played it cool though. I think so.
Let's
Leslie.
See.
Now it's Leslie's time. Did he play it cool?
Bless his heart. He really did try. I give him that.
Bless his heart, which means I'm pitiful. He's pathetic.
So when she saw us, she knew us immediately, though. But her first word was what?
I love you.
It was it was not.
Brandon, you're here.
Her first word was, Leslie.
Oh, bonus points.
No, not bonus points.
And she comes to me, and she bear hugs me, and Brandon and looks
she
at Brandon.
She knows what's up. She knows
and
what's
said,
up.
Oh, I'll get you in a minute.
Oh, see, I forgot about that part, and that part does not add to the story.
Yes.
Oh, does that hurt your feelings?
No, it does.
So then Brandon
it
goes
does.
To Mike,
Look at him.
And they're just like boy bonding. Jana and I are girl bonding. I mean.
And you were telling me you were going to try to take him out.
That is not true. I will tell you this, and they're probably going to hear this, because all the stuff we've heard, I'm like, am I going to like Mike? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Within seconds, he is charming. He is funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was super nice. I'm like, I like this dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we started talking about just whatever. And I'm like, oh my gosh,
you
I like
him. You
didn't
try to talk like football with him or anything, did you?
Basketball.
No, I didn't. I didn't talk about his sport. I did talk
did
about...
Did you try to talk about wrestling with him?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. But I don't think so.
No.
She brought up wrestling. Jana did.
She did. I didn't hear that part.
So finally I got the hug, right? And I will complain that Leslie got a longer hug than I did.
And it was like a bear hug. It wasn't like a side hug. It was like we've known each other for 10 years and we haven't seen each other in 5.
Aww.
Like, it was, she was amazing. I love her.
I actually just got a text from Jana Kramer and she is inviting me and Leslie to her house.
That's not fair.
Yes.
I have to be there. I have to go.
Jana, please.
So anyway, great experience. We're back there talking. And then I told you, if I were really confident, I knew what picture I wanted to get.
Uh-huh.
Because I told you a week ago, it's social media fire. The best thing I could ever do if I could get this one picture.
You dreamed this into fruition is what you have done.
Yeah. And again, so we take the first picture. Actually, I think I'm going up there. I'm like, I have a couple of ideas.
You did.
And you know how I am. And anybody who's ever taken a picture, any guest we've ever had knows. Because it doesn't matter.
And I always have to tell them, hey, he takes a moment.
Right. But it doesn't matter who you are. If I'm posting it on my social media, it's going to be the way I want it.
Correct. My eyes could be closed, or Leslie's eyes could be closed,
oh, yeah,
but
exactly.
If it's good of Brandon, he's going to post
1,000%.
100% doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I have some ideas, blah, blah, blah. She's like, do you just want to get one of me and you first? I'm like, no, we'll get that in a second.
Telling her what to do.
Kelly, I never got the picture of just me and her. I so bad wanted the selfie of just me and her.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get it.
Wow.
But I did position. I'm like, okay, here's my thought. Is we all stand here, and Mike, you're over on this side looking at me like, why am I hugging your wife? Leslie, you're on this side looking at her like, why are you hugging my husband? And
yeah.
why is my husband so weird? And then so we're all standing there in the pose, and I said, hang on. And I pushed Jana forward a couple of steps, so we are not all in a line.
He did. He positioned them.
He pushed Jana
yeah.
forward.
Hey, can you
like,
step
what
forward?
What is this guy doing?
I'm like, we just need 2 steps.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And her meet and greet.
Yep.
But it was awesome.
That is awesome.
Super awesome. She even said, and I don't know if she really meant it, but she's like, you guys, the next time you're here, you can come to the house. We're all going to hang out and blah, blah, blah.
She told me, like, I want to be your friend. Let's be friends forever. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Score.
Sign me up.
Yes.
So we have this great experience, pictures, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like on cloud 9. Again, I'm standing there with Jana Kramer, who I've talked about for all these different years. We go out there into the venue at City Winery. And there were multiple moments during the show where she said nice things about us from the stage in front of the whole crowd, which was really, really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
The best part is actually the part that I don't have on video. She's doing the song Why You Wanna, and she gives me the point.
So why you wanna show up in a old t-shirt that I love? Why you gotta tell me
this is about me? I don't know if you know that.
Oh my God.
She told me that.
Did she?
Yes.
Basically.
Tell Kelly when I get the point, okay?
Why you gotta, why you wanna make me keep
right here.
She gives me the stage point.
Did you like give her like, yeah, yeah.
Kelly, I was so happy. So happy.
Oh my God.
He is lifting his finger right now.
Because I want you to know I was so happy. And so embarrassed.
What happened? What'd he do?
Oh, don't tell her what I did, because it's stupid. This is dumb. This is, if I could take anything back, this is what I want to take back.
So, Brandon's very reserved.
What?
In public. Like, at concerts or anything, he...
But it's funny, because on the show, I'm not.
Yeah, so...
It's a switch. We
yeah,
talked about...
Yeah, because we'll be at concerts with our husbands, and me and you are like, our husband's
up.
Mad.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, standing up, and...
I was standing
singing.
Up, too.
Singing... And I'll look over at him like, oh, I must have done something.
He's in a bad mood.
That's not the point. The point is...
What he did at that moment was...
I didn't know what to do. Imagine your celebrity crush on stage singing a song, I'm Still Wanting You, and you get the point. It was to me. There's 500 people there. It was to
Let
me.
Let me finish.
No.
No.
You're going to make me
Brandon,
sound stupid.
So turn off his mic.
He's sitting down. He raises up his little arm, waves.
like a 5-year-old? Like you just wave at her?
And then he looks at me and he says... I want to die.
I want to die.
I want to die.
I wonder if she saw the wave.
I don't know.
I hope not.
Kelly, I didn't even raise my elbow.
No,
it was attached
to
my
side.
His
leg. Like, his hand was coming out of his chest.
Oh, my God.
I was so happy and so embarrassed. I'm
like
blushing
12.
Right now. Why am I blushing
too.
Right now?
That's funny. That's so you, though.
Yeah, and I'm like, why can't I be cool? I want to be the Rock. I want to be the Rock.
It's not gonna happen, buddy.
Hey, here I am.
Stop.
And it was so embarrassing.
I just want to know if she saw.
I hope she didn't see that.
Oh, he waved.
Because I should have said, I love you, Jana.
Right.
But instead.
Speaking of, what was the first thing I said when she came out on that stage? I want to stand up and be like, I love you, Jana.
Yeah, she did want to do that.
Brandon said, don't you dare.
because they know us. We can't do
but
that.
But look at you. You're the one looking like a tool.
I look like
waving.
The tool. Right. Yeah. I'm the dude. Hey. So then, at the end of the song, she stops and says, hey, I just want to give a shout out to my boy Brandon. He's been wanting to come here for 6 years and blah, blah, blah. Just excited to have you. She's doing the song I Got the Boy, which we just played a few minutes ago.
I got the first kiss. She'll get the last.
Kelly, she talks about me during this song. I have video to prove it.
Before you left to go see her, you were telling me, Kelly, I'm going to get up on stage and I'm going to sing a duet with Janet.
Speaking of.
Oh, what?
What?
They do like these little games with couples. I wanted to go up there. I was like,
she started to stand up.
Can I raise my hand?
Why would you not go up there? Why?
Brandon said, don't you dare.
Don't you dare go up there.
Don't you do it.
See, me and Joey should have gone and y'all would have been up there.
Because if she, I don't know. I was afraid. I was terrified she was going to look out and make us do it.
I would have screamed.
I wish she would have.
Me too.
I wish she would have.
Because then everyone would see how smart Leslie is. And how
I'd be up there, hey, everybody.
I'm going to wave.
All of a sudden, it's like I've never been in public.
Right.
I can host A-State football in front of 30,000 people, but I can't stand up at a Jana Kramer concert and
correct.
Even say, I love you, Jana. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
But I did.
Yeah, she did.
I was literally one of like,
I
the only ones
in some of the videos.
Yeah, standing up. And he's like, are you going to sit down? I'm like, no.
So now I've messed with her for 6 years. Legitimately, everybody who listens to this show has heard
it. Here's the real MVP is over here to my left.
She was
awesome.
Has
taken this for forever.
Thank you.
No, she has. And she's been a great sport about
it.
And it's been fun. And anybody, you know, I mean, it's like, you get it. Like celebrity crushes are celebrity crushes, right?
Yeah.
She has a celebrity crush.
Jana
a couple
Kramer
of them.
Now.
Yeah, now all of a sudden, every time we've called her, I'll play a Jana Kramer. And literally it's happened for forever.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, I love her. I'm her biggest fan. She's my girl crush.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the deal, we're saying goodbye to him, right? The show's over. I was feeling good at this point. I'm like, I'm pretty confident.
I
think she likes me. And I said something about, well, how did I say it? I said something like, just want to let you know.
But it never ends well when you say,
I just want to let you know, for you being my celebrity crush, you just gave us the greatest experience or something like that. And she's sitting right next to her husband. And I'm like, what am I talking about? So then I had to save it.
Did you have some false confidence?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay.
Then I said to Mike, I'm like, and dude, I don't know if anybody's ever told you this, but I kind of have a man crush on you.
He totally did.
See y'all next time.
Awkward.
Bye.
Out the door.
Wow.
Blocked.
Glad that's over.
The picture's up on my social media, Brandon on KFIN, if you want to see it. I'll have some videos. We even have some audio. Should we play the audio?
Yeah, of course.
We'll get that.
Should I also let people know that Jana Kramer follows your wife?
And can we also let everyone know that it only took her like 20 minutes after her show
and
was
Jana,
over?
I'm Kelly on KFIN, if you want to make Brandon more mad.
She messaged me, first sentence, I am obsessed with you.
Aww.
She sent me the same thing?
No, she did not.
That's a lie.
That is a
straight
lie.
From the pits.
That is a lie.
So,
she does not even follow you.
Mm-hmm. I know it. So I'll tell you the truth because I wasn't going to bring this up, but she is so happy about this. Jana follows me on Twitter, right? And she sees my stuff through different stuff when we tag her and stuff like that. I have a little bit of a complex.
Brandon with a complex?
No,
because,
wait.
Because now I'm like, wait a minute. She's my celebrity crush. But maybe because she is, she feels like she can't follow me. I don't know what it is. Maybe she doesn't like me that much.
Maybe she thinks she does follow you because you're constantly blowing up her feed.
Oh, that's the point. Yeah, I get it.
Maybe it's that. That's got to be what it is.
That's it,
she
I'm
thinks
sure.
She intended to follow me already.
Yeah.
That's what it has to be.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Anyway, she's amazing. Legitimately, I told her at the end of the show, I told her and Mike both, I want to do the Wind Down Show because they have a Wind Down podcast, but this is the Wind Down Show. I want to do the show here.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
The show was so much fun.
It's funny. It gets you in like this emotional, romantic, because they've had some issues that have been pretty public.
Mm-hmm.
They go through that. They make you laugh. They play games. She sings at the end. It's a tremendous show.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Legitimately.
Let's get them here.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody who, we've seen on TV, we've seen on social media, and you're like, okay, she's really pretty. I promise she's even prettier in person. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yes. She is flawless. Mm-hmm. Like, she's so beautiful.
Really. And I believe, legitimately, because you know my wife. You know her pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Jana Kramer is the only human on earth I can say is beautiful and is my celebrity crush about.
Well, it was Carrie too, but Jana for sure. For sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool. We'll bust out the audio of me being embarrassed here in just a few minutes. But again, all over my social media, Brandon on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's like me with Jana Kramer. I end up as cool as I try to feel like I am. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who have already responded, I got to go back and get back with people who are blasting me on social media because everybody loves the fact that I can embarrass myself.
It's so much fun.
Even in front of Jana Kramer.
Yeah, it is.
I have audio, though. We have proof. Now, again, she did write one song about me, and I know she'll... I told her to deny this publicly.
Of course.
Because I don't want people to know, except for those of you who are listening right now.
Of course.
I did tell her that. So, why you wanna show up in this is a song, if you missed it a second ago, where she's on stage, she looks out at me.
And gives you the point.
You know what? I can't make it.
A long point.
Yep. Hang on. This is a line. Why you gotta,
why you wanna make me right here. Keep wanting you.
So she, when it says keep wanting you, yeah. Your the, crush points to you.
I'm the you.
And oh my waves. Gosh.
That's, okay, forget the wave.
Somebody
part.
Give me a drink of water.
So I'm dying.
Man.
Let's see. What else do we have? Okay, you want to play some audio? So this is her. And again, she's already embarrassed me. I don't think she did it intentionally, but I do think I'm a tool. And that was my tool moment where I waved at her, did not scream at her, did not yell, I love you. I just waved, but I had my elbow still to my side. So my hand was barely over my shoulder.
Oh my gosh.
So she totally did not see that wave.
And then I'm like,
good.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like,
she might have laughed it as she's singing. She probably couldn't have even held that note anymore. She would probably just start laughing if she would have seen you.
Hey, loser. Loser in the back. Here's another thing that she did.
I have to give a shout out to my boy Brandon. It's been 6 years. He's been trying to come to a show. So I'm glad that you're finally here.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Brandon.
I know.
Okay. I hate both of you. Why?
Why do you not sound anything like you normally do?
He didn't even Thank stand you. Up. He just stayed seated.
Thank you.
What was that?
I don't know. I'm
it was very
you.
Monotone. Like you had to because force it out.
I'm still blushing. I'm yes. nervous.
You're blushing right now.
I know well, because
you're red right now.
Oh my gosh!
Now.
If she hears that, it's
Thank you.
Thank you, Gemma. She's not going to want to be my friend after all of this.
But she's mine, so it's okay.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. I got the boy.
I got the class ring. She got the diamond and wedding band. I got the boy. She got the man.
Leslie got the man, Brandon. Woo!
That just gave me chill bumps because, like I said earlier, I feel like you dreamed this into fruition. You mm-hmm. talked about this. That's your favorite song of all time. You play it every 5 seconds. And she said your name and your wife's name in the song and pointed at you.
Like, legitimately, it's my favorite woman in the world.
Wow.
beautiful eyes. I'm making this up, but this ain't so we watched all the videos last night. This is a great song. So Kai sees the picture. Of course, Leslie sends him the picture. And his response is, man, she's hot. He's 10.
Just like his dad.
But so forever, he's always tried to downplay it because he thinks if he says she's hot,
yeah.
that Leslie will get mad. So we're eating last night. We're eating Popeye's chicken sandwiches at the table. It's just he and I. He's like, Dad, she's been hot the whole time. And again, prettier in person, just even better than yeah. you could possibly imagine. This is her latest song. It's called Good Enough. This is a really good one, too. Take mm-hmm. a listen to this one.
I wonder if I'll ever be the one that you fight for, the one that you die for. I wanna be the one that you stay
anyway.
For.
On a personal note, in all seriousness, we can't thank Jana Kramer and Mike Cawson and and their entire crew enough for being just so gracious to us. And they don't have to do that. Artists don't have to give you their time, because legit, we've been there at meet and greets before. Uh-huh. We've met really famous people. And a lot of them, we've met presidents, mm-hmm. we've met rock stars, country stars. Some experiences are good, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. some aren't that great. We've mm-hmm. met people that we really wanted to meet who either weren't that friendly, weren't that outgoing, seemed disengaged.
Didn't make eye contact.
We're just right, going through them. And, you know, you kind of leave there. You're like, okay, that affects the way I look at you from mm-hmm. here on out. Yeah. Now, there's not that many of those. I'll tell you the truth. There's not that many, but there are artists that we like better, like Dierks Bentley. Mm-hmm. We love Dierks Bentley mm-hmm. because he was so good to us. But I don't think we'll ever top that. And Garth Brooks, literally, like, I would have told you my whole life, Garth Brooks would be my greatest meet and greet of all time. We had him on the show. We got to go back and have a real personal thing with him, which was really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But this wins.
Yeah, it totally does.
It's awesome.
And she agrees.
I do agree. This is,
and when your wife 100% agrees,
100% the truth from
everyone's happy.
Yes.
Yeah. And if she agrees on anything I say about Janet Kramer,
that's
you know
saying
it's
something.
True. Hey, and also, she knew about the wrestling stuff. Because she had seen social media.
Yeah.
She commented on Kai and how handsome he is.
He did, yeah.
Aww.
And she even knew when it was time for the picture, she knew what she was about to get.
The point.
Well.
Anyway, all that stuff, the pictures and stuff, are up on Instagram and Twitter, Brandon on KFIN. On Facebook, it's Brandon Baxter on the radio. And I do have the videos of me getting the shout-outs. Not the one of me getting the point. But I do have the other ones that I'll share on my social story here today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities?
Well, Brandon Baxter in the morning. Still excited about Janet Kramer. Time for some gossip.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Kylie Jenner and a brand new romance. Y'all, it looks like she has moved on. And the rumors are is that she is romantically linked with Drake.
I wonder if he calls her on her cell phone.
Oh, yeah. You used to call me on my... Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
What's the other song? Hang on.
I don't know.
I'm gonna
there's a lot of them.
No, there's some great hits because Kai loves them. Oh, In My Feelings was that mm-hmm. was that really big one. You want to hear that Kiki. One for just a second?
Yeah. Yeah. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? I wonder if Kylie can do this dance.
Oh, surely she can. But the talk is it Travis Scott, who is, you know, the baby's daddy, also a rapper, is trying to do his best to kind of deal with the fact that maybe Kylie's moved on to Drake, because Drake is hyper famous, hyper successful. So anyway, the new rumor, Kylie Jenner and Drake.
Gotcha Gossip on Taylor Swift. So she posted a really striking pop star picture of herself on Instagram. And here's the caption. Shout out to all the moms whose adult daughters ask them to take a pic in the hotel hallway because they're feeling their outfit. You're the real MVP. So I thought that was really cute. She's been wearing a lot of pantsuits and jumpers lately. She looks really good in those. But this is another one of those looks. If you haven't seen it, you need to check it out. We have it up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
Gotcha Gossip on Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Okay, the rumor was, we all thought, oh, dude, they're into each other.
Yeah.
You just felt the chemistry from the movie A Star Is Born. And Gaga says, to this day, about that performance on the Oscars, where we really thought, like, we felt it there. She said they had worked on that for 5 days.
Wow.
They had stepped it out, walked it out, blocked it out, every single move, every single look. They wanted us to feel that way. They wanted us to feel that connection. But she says it was truly just acting. And they were portraying characters when they did this song.
Tell me something, boy.
You remember this?
I do.
Aren't you tired trying to fill that void?
He's at the piano, right?
Or do you
or was she?
She was.
Ain't it hard?
He's not a pianist, is he?
It's so hardcore. I'm falling.
What?
In all the good times I find myself longing for change.
Is she?
Yes.
And in the bad
times, she says it was all for the show. I do like this song. Hold on, stop making me laugh. They'll make everything so awkward. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So at this point, my wife has been here for over an hour.
This has been my favorite day for the last 3 years.
Essentially, I have been ganged up on for the last hour. And I've been told about how embarrassing I am, how I have no personality, how you can't take me anywhere, how everyone thinks I'm a tool, how I'm short and squatty. And
wait, wouldn't
that... was
that
never...
was your own stuff.
Oh, so all the other stuff y'all thought.
No. That was all the stuff busted. That you...
Busted. No. You thought every single bit of the first part. Tool, loser, all that.
Short and squatty?
You did not...
What?
Y'all did not fire back until I said that.
We never said short and squatty.
You are...
Never said short and squatty.
Awful humans.
Tool, we did say. Did I tell you what happened at my house last night?
What?
Well, you know, I have my new puppy, Potts, Miss Potts. Yeah. Well, she's a girl, okay? And I've always had...
Normally, dogs named Mrs. are
right.
girls.
Well, you never know. Our kids named her, so you never know.
Right.
But she came of age last night.
She what?
Came of age.
Came of age.
Yeah, let me
explain. What does that even mean?
She's a woman now.
Let me explain. So we're in the kitchen, and I have white tile.
Yeah.
Okay. So all of the sudden...
Kelly, don't. This is not appropriate.
My daughter goes, oh my gosh, I think something, you know, Pot's paw is bleeding or something. And we're like, oh no. So we're like, we're really looking. And we realize that she's about 6 months old, and there was nothing wrong with her body.
Right.
She became of age.
She is now a woman,
like Britney Spears sings.
So
she's not a girl.
Not a girl.
But not yet a woman.
But
or whatever.
Now she is.
Yes. So I was
and
not.
And you're not prepared for
nope,
this. Because
nope.
you never are when this happens.
Not prepared. And so I did have some doggy diapers, but they were for boys and they were a little small. So I tried to put a diaper on her. But it was a little small, and she just took it. She just simply just took it off with her mouth.
So now, what do you have going on?
Well, she's just free roaming
right
now.
No, she's not.
Oh, yeah,
no. You can't do that.
No, it's happening.
Oh no,
so
it's gonna be everywhere.
I have to go to
get a mop.
Well, probably that.
Is she at least not on carpet, or she get to carpet?
Oh, she can get to carpet.
Did she get on the bed?
Oh.
Kelly,
your pillow.
Kelly Perry, you are about to lie. You were about to
lie. You're making it sound horrible. And people that have girl dogs, they understand it's not horrible.
No, it's bad.
No,
that's why I buy boy dogs.
Well, I always have two.
Hey, they're no better.
No, they are.
They're. Mm-mm.
What?
Don't. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about that.
What's wrong with a boy dog?
Mm-mm.
What do you mean?
It's always out.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you talking about the dogs?
Nope. You know what we're talking about.
It's not always.
Always.
So yeah, it's a new thing for me to deal with dogs. So,
all right,
I'll let you know how it goes. I'll actually take some video.
No, you're not.
And I'll send it to you today.
I don't even know why.
I'll bring her to your house.
No.
No, we have three boy dogs.
Oh yeah,
that
would not.
Oh my gosh. You want to make some money?
No.
Really?
What kind of dog is
she? That would not work.
She's a miniature schnauzer.
Ace is a German shepherd.
No, I didn't say it had to be Ace.
A German schnauzer.
No. Charlie needs some love and attention.
That is true. That dog needs some serious Aww. Woman love.
That's your wife right there. Why does he look mortified?
I'm just going to tell you, I've done radio for 18 years. That might be the weirdest thing that's ever been said on the air.
You're welcome.
What just happened?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Did you hear the deal that Jimmy Dean is doing?
No.
Jimmy Dean is known for making, like, you know, breakfast sausage and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And Jimmy Dean, the company, not the individual, but okay. I believe the company wants to see your sausage.
Okay.
So the deal is Jimmy Dean has a holiday promotion. What? A holiday promotion where they want you to send in pictures of your meat.
Okay.
So basically, if you're preparing something that has sausage in it, they want you to take a picture of that. And when you do that, you can get a prize.
What's the prize?
The prizes could be wrapping paper. Like Christmas wrapping paper, scented with sausage. They smell like sausage.
Really?
Sausage. Can I even say that? They smell like sausage. Sausages. And they also have, and I don't know about you, but I think David would probably love these.
Yeah.
They have candy canes that are flavored like sausage.
What?
It's like if you like sausage, it's just right there for you.
I guess so.
And it stays around.
Yeah.
You can suck on that sausage candy cane and enjoy it.
Man.
It's Jimmy Dean. And again, if you want to be a part of this, JimmyDeanGiftExchange.com. They want you to send in pictures of your recipes featuring sausage. Again, it's JimmyDeanGiftExchange.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So
So recently, Miranda Lambert was being interviewed, and they were talking about the whole Entertainer of the Year award, which is a huge award that everybody always covets. Everybody wants that award. Well, and these are who the people are up for it this year. Okay, so you've got Keith Urban, Garth Brooks, Eric Church, Chris Stapleton, and Carrie Underwood. Mm. So when Miranda started talking about Carrie Underwood, she almost got choked up, almost started crying, and she said, she is my Entertainer of the Year because of this. And she starts talking about, here she is on a massive tour. She has two kids. She takes care of them. She does the Sunday Night Football stuff. She has her clothing brand, Kalia. Yeah. So she does all of this stuff, and Miranda's like, I mean, that's a done deal. It's not just your voice. Yeah. It's who you are as a person makes you the Entertainer of the Year. So that's Miranda Lambert's pick.
Well, and her tour, the Carrie tour, which mm-hmm. I think she just now wrapped up, it was hugely successful this year. So lots of great stuff mm-hmm. from Carrie in 2019. She very well could be the CMA Entertainer of the Year. Hey, Dustin Lynch has given us info on his next album. It's going to be called Tullahoma, and it comes out on January 17th. We also know that Justin's going out on tour. Did I say Justin? Dustin.
Yeah.
It's the Stay Country Tour 2020. Dustin Lynch and Travis Denning. And it looks like the closest might be, well, Norman, Oklahoma is kind of close. Kansas City is relatively close as well. Nothing in the immediate area. But if you want to find out more about that, you can check it out on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Well, you know you've made it when you are a Lego figure, and that's what Chris Stapleton is now. He has a video out with his song, Second One to Know, and it's a look into what one of his concerts would look like in the Lego world. Here's what it sounds like.
Don't put my love on your back burner. Never let anything that hot get cold.
That looks cool. The visuals.
And if you ever change your mind, won't leave my love behind. Just let me.
Chris Pratt makes a Lego cameo. Chris's star, his wife, Morgan, is in there. It's really cute. Your kids will like it. We have it up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
On today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you can go and listen to the entire Jana Kramer experience.
And we're talking about all the details.
Where I was like Dwayne Johnson. I was the Rock.
Well, if you listen to it, you're going to know that that is not true.
Okay, so maybe I embarrassed myself a little bit, and I'm a little bit jealous of the fact that maybe Jana follows my wife on Instagram.
She does.
And hasn't followed me yet. I think she might be playing games with my heart. But anyway.
Quit playing games. Oh, sorry.
That's exactly what I need to say mm-hmm. to Jana Kramer.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can check all that out on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast today. Also, Kelly's dog, Miss Potts, has officially become a woman. Welcome to womanhood. We hear those disgusting details as well, because that's what Kelly does.
You're welcome, guys.
It's the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and at kfine.com. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Thursday Night Football. The Oakland Raiders host the Los Angeles Chargers. The fifth season premiere of the Carbono. I never can say that. The Effect. The Watch What Happens Live with Haley Steinfeld on tonight. And then tonight's schedule also includes Grey's Anatomy, Legacies, A Million Little Things, Evil, which is a show about Brandon.
See, I knew
and
it. I knew
How
it.
To Get Away with
I
Murder.
Knew when you said it, that was coming back on me. We hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.